Actually, you did something unbelievable, and I actually hadn't heard anything about this until I heard the blurb of it this evening. Explain to me what you did.
So we approached Garda Éireann McCarthy with our idea of hosting a simulation car crash, just to really raise awareness on drink driving and the consequences it can have. With cooperation from the fire brigade down in Dungarvan and paramedics, and I think it was very beneficial to all the 5th and 6th years who were attending, considering they were doing their theories or already on the roads.
And how did a simulation car crash work? Did you get an actual car?
We did, yeah. I think it belonged to the fire station. Jake there and Ben, they were in the car while the thing was taking place. Ben was an injured passenger and Jake was the drunk driver. And members of the fire station cut out Ben from the wreckage, arrested Jake on the scene. There was real Garda cars, ambulances and fire trucks at the scene. After that, we had a virtual reality where we could experience going through a car accident of ourselves.
And was this a personal endeavour for any of you, if you don't mind me asking? Like, had any of you had experience of something like this within your families? Was it a personal reason, or was it just something you saw and said, you know what, there's too many headlines, there's too many deaths on the roads, let's do something?
I just feel like personally it wasn't a personal thing. I just feel like people our age are beginning to drive, and you know, there's just a lot of accidents, especially with RSA's Project Zero, to get road deaths down to zero. We really feel that it needs to be the young people who are learning about this, and they need to be aware of it, the dangers of the road.
Guys, to win, I mean, you're actually running out of hands to hold all of this crystalware and silverware. What you're holding is really special. The Pat Nocter Memorial Trophy is awarded to the best of the best. Did you ever think that your sort of small seed of an idea would grow to something that will undoubtedly spread from county to county? Could you ever have envisioned something like this, Jake?
I mean, we had no idea what was going on. We kind of came here, we knew we were getting an award, obviously, but we were never expecting to get anything as big as that. And it's just such an honour to be here and get this kind of an award and to have so much going on around us, and very happy to, you know, that our part really meant something and all that we did is being recognised.
Students from Dungarvan CVS Secondary School, thank you so much.